little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
My second major point is, first point, structural and functional, but it's always both. Second one is the importance of trying to get to a positive diagnosis rather than a diagnosis by exclusion. So we've got to stop. I'm going to check out every damn test that there is, and then I'm going to tell you it's all in your mind, which is a disaster therapeutically and in terms of your relationship and everything else. How can we make a positive diagnosis while staying safe, while owning with the patient that we always need to be careful about the possibility of structural problems arising, and if you get change in symptoms or the new symptoms, potentially. But the pattern that you are telling me and the you know, the tests that we have done all suggest towards this being a functional difficulty.
Thinking about that 4 to 10% of apparently functional somatic syndromes that later go on to have an organic explanation, Dave showed us a couple of slides that highlighted how we can minimize errors. I want to emphasize some of those points. It won't come as a surprise for you to hear that. You have to consider the possible diagnosis and take an effective history and do an appropriate examination. Certain investigations may be necessary. Consider that the last clinician may have made the wrong diagnosis. Occasionally, some tests can be falsely negative. One slide mentions black swans and three strikes. Dave will explain these. Although it's a great strength in general practice to have continuity of care, sometimes a fresh pair of eyes will see another problem. Safety netting the patient with advice of which particular red flags to look out for is important. And revisiting the diagnosis at a follow-up appointment is sensible. And it's particularly helpful in functional somatic disorders.
Which is quite a useful list of some of the ways to avoid missing structural disease.
Three strikes,
yes. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah. Third time,
Yeah, so we had a thing after several significant events in the meetings in the practice where lots of good doctors had said, I think we'll just play for time here. And you weren't allowed to be the third person to play for time. You had to think of doing something else. Now, that might be making a positive diagnosis of a functional disorder, or it might be we can't let time be the usual useful sieve that it is. We've got to do something else. And my one, I missed a case of meningococcal septicemia in a kid. And there's an article in the BMJ 20 years ago, 15 years ago, about black swans. Do you know what I mean by... So if you don't look for black swans, you'll never see them. So the idea is, you know that very famous YouTube clip where you're asked to watch how many times a basketball team bounce the ball? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you don't see the gorilla, the man in a gorilla suit walking across. Mm-hmm. Because the brain is so powerful at focusing. And black swans is the same idea. If you don't think, why isn't this something bad? And I have lived my entire career behind and benefit, and I think my patients have largely benefited from common things are common and bad things happen rarely. So I'm always going to be more right more of the time by not doing things in a primary care setting because of the denominator population. Yeah, I'm not going to miss HIV very often because there's very little of it around in the denominator population. But if I don't think of the black swan and have a reason why it isn't the black swan, I've got to be more careful. And that's because I'm a very risk-tolerant doctor. At the other end, there are doctors that are very risk-averse and they need to get the fact that they're going to cause a lot of harm and miss the opportunity to positively diagnose functional disorders early on when you can head them off the pass and you can stop people wiring that stuff in, hardwiring it in.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no